Radio Alabama Sports. Fayetteville basketball is on the air. This is the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Fayetteville Sports Network. Fayetteville basketball is presented by AltaPoint. Caring is our calling. Online at altapoint.org. Coosa Valley Medical Center. Quality care close to home. Online at cvhealth.net. Radio Alabama Sports. Game on. All your local high school sports action is at radioalabamasports.net. And RA Digital, your local digital advertising solution. Target your specific customer, employee, and audience while building brand awareness. It's easier than you think. Online at radigital.media. Now, here's the voice of the Wolves, Blake Bagley.
Welcome back to Fayetteville High School. Dave McCurley, not Blake Bagley, with you as we get set for the boys' action now as the Lady Generals knocked out our Lady Wolves just a few moments ago, and now we get set, Jacob Bassett and I, to call the boys' game. Ought to be a very interesting game here.
Yeah, you know, you can say this is a friendly rivalry, whether it's on the baseball field, the football field, and on the basketball court. And, you know, when you add that word rival to the mix, you know, it makes for an interesting contest.
It does. These two schools have played each other a lot of times, even when they're not in the same classification like right now and not in the same area. So they've kept up the rivalry between each other, like you said, on the football field, on the gridiron, also here on the court, and not only on the baseball field, but also the softball field as well. There's a lot of, like you said, rivalry between these two teams. So this Fayetteville Wolves team, been teetering around 500 most of the year. Talk a little bit about last week, Jacob, because this is the first time on a Monday night coming back after a couple of area games last week.
Yeah, they lost a hard-fought one, the one that me and Blake called last week against the Tauga Academy. You know, we were right there at the end, just couldn't get things going our way at the tail end of that one. And, you know, it was a heartbreaker. But these area games, you know, deep into the season like this, are very important.
Yeah, I mean, people wonder about area games with basketball. It's not like football. I mean, you've got, you know, in a region game, in an eight-team region, let's just say, you got seven chances to get it done. You know, in basketball, if you're in a four-team region, which most teams are, you're going to play each one of them twice, so that's six games, okay? You only got six games. Well, if you fall 0-2, you're behind the eight ball, and they say, well, what does it mean? Well, the winner of that regular season area play gets to host the area tournament. And the area tournament, then you got the home crowd, and you're around your own settings. That's what it means. And, of course, those games are very important to Fayetteville.
And, you know, even this game, you know, me and you talked on the phone last night. County tournament starts next week. So yep. Right now you're playing for seeding in the county tournament.
No doubt about it. And to be honest with you, you got three teams. I mean, let's just be honest with the small schools tournament. You know, next week in the county tournament, Childersburg is going to be the number one seed. And, of course, you got Winterboro, Fayetteville, and B.B. Comer all about the same vying for that number two, three, and four. Well, if you're the four seed, you're going to be playing Childersburg in the first round. So, hey, just a couple of minutes away before we get to tip off, we'll step aside and take another timeout. When we come back, it will be your Fayetteville Wolves playing host to the Generals of Horseshoe Bend. We'll be back here in just a moment. You're listening to the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Fayetteville Wolves Sports Network.
Ready to refresh your closet? Head the fair to Midland in downtown Childersburg. From Judy Blue and Can-Can jeans to men's styles and baby clothes, you'll find something for the whole family. They're open Monday through Friday from 10 to 6 and Saturdays from 9 to 2. Can't make it in? No problem. Shop anytime at ftmgifts.com. That's ftmgifts.com. Fair to Midland in downtown Childersburg, your local spot for style.
At First Bank of Alabama, we recognize that your busy life doesn't always have time to dedicate to banking decisions. That's why we have made it easier for you to do banking with a local Alabama community bank. Founded over 176 years ago, covering six counties with 13 locations, online, mobile, and ATM banking throughout East Central Alabama, we have the products, services, and people to help tailor your financial needs. First Bank of Alabama, where you are first. Online at fbal.bank.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Turn up your taste buds at La Costa Mexican Restaurant in downtown Sylacauga. The grill's hot and the flavors are bold. From sizzling fajitas and street-style tacos to creamy queso and fresh-made salsa. Bring the family, grab friends, or make it your lunch break. Portions are generous, prices friendly, and the service always welcoming. Step into a colorful, lively atmosphere and leave full and happy. La Costa Mexican Restaurant, downtown Sylacauga's spot for real flavor. Stop in and taste the fiesta.
At Marble City Pharmacy, we're more than a pharmacy. We're part of your life. Our quick, convenient drive-thru makes picking up prescriptions fast and easy, so you can get back to what matters most. Step inside and you'll find a unique gift shop featuring beautiful Kipchurskaw jewelry, perfect for any occasion. With hometown service, friendly faces, and care you can trust, Marble City Pharmacy is always by your side. Marble City Pharmacy, here for life.
Keeping your home comfortable requires a reliable heating and cooling system. Turn to Brown Heating and Cooling, the official HVAC company of the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Fayetteville Sports Network.
Welcome back courtside to Fayetteville High School. Dave McCurley and Jacob Bassett with you as the Wolves get set to take on the Horseshoe Bend Generals. And I've got the starting lineups for both of these teams. First of all, for the visiting Horseshoe Bend Generals, I said the Rebels, they're the Generals. Brody Culp, Loughton Spates, also Caden, is that Shearer?
Shearer.
Yeah, and Carter Smith, and also Trace Jones. For the homestanding Fayetteville Wolves, for Coach Matt Moore, you've got Jetliner, Aiden Blair, also Brennan Marlin, Landon Thomas, and Brody Ursery. You got the biggest thing, I think, with Fayetteville starting lineup, not necessarily who's in it, Jacob, but the fact that they start three seniors means that they've got some experience out there on the floor.
And another thing that helps us out, we have a big man that can pull up and shoot a three.
Well, he can. He can shoot a three, but another thing that in having what you call a big man is when he does get down there on that post, not only does he have the size and the weight to kind of move people around, but he's pretty good at rebounding the basketball too, and that's going to be the key to this ball game for Fayetteville. Other than Landon, they're not real what I call big. Therefore, you gotta go to the boards with all five of your ball players.
Yeah, you know, on the outside, you have Brennan Marlin, who you know, he's not what you would say automatic, but you know, if you need a three out of Brennan, I'd trust him with the ball in his hand.
Absolutely, and of course, starting lineups being called out right now, and of course, we're going to bring this game to you. Also tonight, if you're wondering, if you get the chance after this game, it still should be going on over on Kix 100.3. You've got the B.B. Comer Tigers traveling up to take on Walter Welborn, the Panthers, and that's going to be a chance for B.B. Comer to get a win, which would help them in the, you know, we talked about the county seating. That takes place Wednesday morning. So they'll get through tonight and tomorrow night's games. And then, yeah, it normally goes by record, but in a case with B.B. Comer and Fayetteville, if they're around the same, they're probably going to give that nod to B.B. Comer because in head-to-head action, they've won both of them. So we'll just have to see about the county tournament. And that, if you're wondering, that county tournament is at Lincoln next week, starting next Monday. I think there's going to be six games on Martin Luther King Day. And I'm sure we'll be there for our share of them.
And the veteran referee crew, Billy Paul Williams, Bo Parks, and Tim Smith, ready to call this one.
Yep, and that's up, and it was tipped by Brody Ursary and controlled by the Wolves. Here comes a move to the goal, and laying it in is senior Aiden Blair. Nobody wanted to stop him, so he just took it all the way to the rack.
Yeah, Aiden has that good inside and outside presence.
Here is a three-pointer being put up and missed by Caden Shearer of the Generals, and Fayetteville has got a good rebounding position inside, and they're going to call an over-the-back foul on Brody Culp, and that's the first whistle of the game, so here come the Wolves again. Here is Brennan Marlin with the basketball. He'll give it to Landon Thomas. Back up top, right corner. It's going to go over and back out to Aiden Blair. Now left corner for Thomas, and he's no good on a three, and the ball was tipped around and controlled by the Generals. Here's the Generals, Trace Jones with it. He'll give it to Caden Shearer, who missed that three-pointer just a few moments ago. They'll get a little drive and a kick out now in the corner. Across the lane it goes, and back out to Shearer. He'll try another three. That one's off the front iron, no good. But the long rebound controlled by the General. Shearer will get it. He'll go down the lane, lay it up, and in. That was not Shearer. That was Spates. So Spates with 2 points, and we're tied with 6:33 to go first quarter. And a turnover, just a bad pass by Aiden Blair. And then the Wolves get back on defense and get a steal with Jet Liner. Jet, go ahead.
Yeah, Jet's one of those players, you know, he's the smallest one on the court. But, you know, look for him to make some moves.
There's a long three-pointer by Brennan Marlin. He got a good look and sacked it home. And the Wolves with their biggest lead of the game at 3-5-2 as we're just underway with 2 minutes gone. Steal by Fayetteville in the front court. Here comes the Wolves. They lose control over it, regain it. Blair's going to go down the lane. He tries to find, I believe he was trying to find Brody Ursary, and the ball's going to go out of bounds. Fayetteville will keep it. They get it in to Marlin. Now in the corner it goes to Jet Liner, looking at two guys, and now back up. They'll swing it around to another good-looking three from Brennan Marlin. He can't get it to go, but the long rebound back outside, and a three-pointer put up by Jet Liner is good, and it's 8-2. Fayetteville with a six-point lead, and 2 of 4 from three-point land right now. Here's Trace Jones with the basketball. They get it to the free throw line to Carter Smith. And good defense by Fayetteville's Brendan Marlin. And the Generals throw it away again. Here's a 2-on-1 and a good layup by Brendan Marlin. And the Generals need a timeout. 10-2, the Wolves straight out and ready to go. And Jacob Bassett, we'll take a quick break. 10-2, Fayetteville with a lead, back in 30 seconds. You're listening to the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Fayetteville Wolves Sports Network.
Headed to the big game this weekend? Make Allen Brew Markets your first stop. Grab an ice cold drink, fresh snacks, and top off your tank before you hit the road. With quick service and everything you need in one place, we make game days easy. Wherever the road takes you, start with Allen Brew Markets, fueling fans all season long. That's being all in with Allen.
You're all in with Allen, oh yeah. Allen Brew Markets.
Here's the Generals. They try to get it down low. They do as we come out of the break, missing a shot. Down on the block is Horseshoe Bend. Fayetteville with the rebound. Good job of one and out by the Wolves. Here's Marlin up top. He'll kick it over to Aiden Blair. Now back to Marlin. Just surveying this 2-3 General zone. Aiden Blair now rolls it around top. Gives it to Marlin. Right wing. Back to Aiden. Oh, and he almost threw it away, but saved over there on that right side by Jetliner. And they're just kind of tossing around the top now. Here's Brennan Marlin. Skips it over. Liner will get a good look. That rainbow moon ball comes up short this time, air ball. And there he is getting a steal in the backcourt. He went to lay it up, and he's going to be fouled. Horseshoe Bend being kind of careless with the basketball. And that foul is going to go against number 21, Trace Jones, with 3:55 to go. No shooting foul on the floor, so Fayetteville will get it back. Brennan Marlin had a look from the top of the key. He'll give it up. Aiden Blair threw it away. But Fayetteville's able to corral it with Landon Jones. They'll get it across the floor to Aiden Blair. In the corner. Right corner goes to Jetliner. Trying to get it inside. Brennan Marlin way back out the top of the circles. He'll get it to Jetliner. Jet will now run another play from Coach Matt Moore. See what the Wolves try to do. He'll roll around to the left, get it on the baseline, back up top. It went to Aiden Blair. Across the court. They can't really find an open three for Landon Thomas, so they'll go down underneath. It goes off of a general, and it's controlled by Horseshoe Bend. 10-2, 2:54 to go first quarter. Here's Horseshoe Bend on the move now. This is Brody Culp. And they turn it over. A good steal by Aiden Blair in the middle of that lane. Wolves now being pretty patient after running out to an 8-point lead. Long three-pointer by Landon Thomas, no good. Fought for the rebound and getting it and just blowing the layup was Brody Ursary. Here comes the Generals with a 3-on-2. Good transition defense by the Wolves. Keeps them out of the lane. Drive on the baseline by Caden Shears, no good. And we were going to have a foul. This one's going to go against the Wolves.
It'll be Jetliner.
Yeah, and that's going to be their first foul of the game. 2:08 to go in the first quarter. We played 6 minutes, and that's the first whistle on the home team. That'll put Carter Smith at the line to shoot two. He is short and airballed the first one.
And the Generals are looking for their first point since their first possession.
Yeah. Braden Liner comes into the game. He'll replace Aiden Blair. That one off the backboard, no good, but the Generals get their own rebound. That should never happen on a free throw, and then they get a good look at three, and it's put up missed by Spates. Here comes Fayetteville. They'll slow it down and walk it across the timeline with Jetliner. He'll get a screen from Braden, and they throw it away. It was actually knocked out of bounds by Horseshoe Bend, but Fayetteville a little careless with the basketball there.
Yeah, it looked like Colt got right in there right at the last second and knocked it out.
Fayetteville gets it underneath. It's put up and missed by that time by Ursary, and I believe he and Scherer were kind of fighting over that basketball. See what the call is going to be. That's going to be a foul on Scherer, a holding foul. It's going to be on the floor, so no shots. That's the third team foul on the Generals. So Fayetteville will throw it back outside. They get it underneath and a foul. They get it underneath to Ursary, and he is fouled this time by Brody Culp, and that's going to be the second foul on Brody. Nice pass by Marlin that time, and now Brody Ursary at the free throw line hits his first and increases the Fayetteville lead to 9. And wanting to come into the game is Braden DeLoach, but he's going to have to stay here at the table. He's coming in for Ursary if he can this second free throw. And he can't do it off the back iron. And, boy, I tell you, Horseshoe Bend can't hold on to basketball right now, Jacob.
And the turnovers has been their Achilles so far in this first period, and that shows with the score right now.
Yeah, and if you're a Fayetteville fan, let's hope it stays that way. They get it into Landon in the middle of the lane. His shot no good. They're going to get a foul for going over the back on Braden DeLoach, who just checked into the game. So 11-2, Fayetteville with a lead. Less than a minute and a half to go in the first quarter. Dave McCurley and Jacob Bassett with you from Fayetteville. Generals finally work it down underneath, and they get a good look at it, and that's Carter Smith banking it in, and it's 11-4.
That's their first points in 7 minutes.
Yeah, that was good ball movement there. Fayetteville almost threw it away. Marlins got it. Nice dish underneath. And putting it in, I believe, was DeLoach, wasn't it?
That was DeLoach, and that was good ball movement, Arcel.
Yep, 13-4, less than a minute to go, first quarter. Long three-pointer by the Generals. That's going to be an air ball by Shearer, and he's going to hear it from the student section over here behind us. 40 seconds to go in the quarter, 13-4 Fayetteville. Defense has been pretty good. See if we can get another bucket before the end of the first stanza. Marlin gives it back up top to Jet Liner. Landon Thomas crossed the court. Marlin gets it back to Thomas. Head fake, he'll drive. Puts it up, no good. And good rebounding position by the Generals. They got less than 10 seconds to get a shot off. They'll get one, they put it up, and that's no good off the hands of Bryce Jordan. Oh. And a long half-court heave, no good by Brennan Marlin. So we are at the end of one quarter of play, 13-4. You're listening to it on the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Fayetteville Sports Network.
At Omnia, innovation and sustainability go hand in hand. As a global leader in calcium carbonate production and specialty chemical distribution, Omnia helps make everyday products stronger, cleaner, and better for the world around us. From paper and plastics to construction and beyond, their work supports progress that lasts. Omnia is proud to support growth that respects the earth and strengthens communities. Good luck to all area athletes this season.
Welcome back to the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Fayetteville Sports Network. As the Wolves enjoy a 9-point lead, 13-4, it'll be Horseshoe Bend basketball to start the second quarter. Fayetteville will have Brennan Marlin along with Jetliner, Aiden Blair, Braden DeLoach, and now Brody Ursary in the game. Shot put up and missed by, I believe it was Carter Smith of the Generals. And the offense, or the defensive rebound comes to Fayetteville. Well, now here they are in the front court. And Jet will go down the lane with a drive, and he's going to be fouled. And that foul's going to go against Carter Smith. So with 7:39 to go in the second quarter, Fayetteville with a 13-4 lead. Boy, Jet shoots that thing like he's going to bring rain. And that time he didn't get any. He front-ended that one. Let's see if he can get the second one to go. Same result. So 0-for-2. And here comes the Generals. Trying to get it inside, and the Wolves steal it away. Nice hands by Brody Ursary. Here comes Aiden Blair with it. And he'll try, as the Generals now have gotten out of that 2-3 zone and gone to a man-to-man, Jacob.
Yeah, and as Tim Smith calls a carry on Brennan Marlin.
He looks at him like he didn't do it. That is a call that is just not made a lot, but when it's obvious, you need to make the call.
Oh, yeah, most definitely.
And I believe he did do it, so no argument from the Fayetteville bench. Here we go with the Generals with the basketball on the baseline. Now back out front, it goes to Trace Jones, and they'll drive down the lane with Loughton Spates, and he couldn't get it to go, and I think there's going to be a foul on the rebound.
Looks like it's going to be on Brody.
No, it's going to be on
Kohan Giddens.
Kohan Giddens, and that's the second foul here in the second quarter on the Generals. Fayetteville yet to get one. We've stayed out of foul difficulty so far.
Oh my gosh, you had the cut!
And Fayetteville's going to get called for traveling with Brody Ursary. 6:41 to go until halftime. 13-4 has been kind of stagnant. And I'll tell you, Jacob, is as poor as the Generals have been on offense, you know, we have not really lit it up to where we're keeping them in the game, and there's a three-pointer put up and hit by Trace Jones. And just like that, it's a six-point game. When you got a team down like that, you really need to hammer it on in.
Yeah, and you can hear the frustration from Coach Moore, you know, missing plays and opportunities, and those are the ones you have to cash in on.
We almost threw it away. Fayetteville, we get it underneath to Brody. Now he's back outside with it. He'll get it to Jetliner. He'll drive on the baseline all the way through. And did he step on the line? I think he did.
Yeah, Tim Smith said he doubled.
Well, either way, it's a turnover against Fayetteville. And I tell you, just right now, we're just not. And here's the thing, we're not missing a lot of shots. We're just not getting a lot of shots. We're turning the basketball over. Here's Fayetteville now with a little full court pressure. Jones, who hit that three-pointer, gets it across, and they'll set up the offense now. Way out top, this is Loughton Spates. And you can tell that the best shooter on the team is probably Shearer. He's taking the most shots. He takes another one here, and he's going to be fouled by Aiden Blair, and he'll go to the free throw line for two.
Yeah, he looks like he's the one that you want to feed the ball to if you're the Generals, as he's been taking most of the shots for.
Hadn't got one to go yet, though. And a lot of times, coaches will tell you, when you are struggling from the field, this is the place right here where you can see one go in, and he finally does get one, does share. We'll see if that helps get him going, and all of a sudden now it's a five-point game and a chance to draw it to four here if Scherer can hit this second free throw, and he does, two for two. And it's a 13-9 game with 5:35 to go until halftime. Here comes Brennan Marlin with the basketball. Nice job getting it underneath to Aiden Blair, and he couldn't finish it. And here comes the Generals now. And they'll get it in the lane, kick it back out. Here's Shearer for three. That's off the iron, no good. And the Generals get the rebound, and that's Trace Jones missing a three. And then I think they were on the line, but I'm going to tell you one thing that Coach Matt Moore is not going to be happy about giving them two and three looks every time.
Yeah, we need to start doing a better job controlling that defensive glass.
Here's Brennan Marlin. I think we need to get Landon Thomas involved, even down on the block. They're looking for him there. They get it to him, and it got knocked out of the way by his own teammate. They were both going for the ball, Jetliner. And here's the Generals now. This is Spates. Is that a long two? It wasn't any good anyway, but they get the offensive rebound with Kohan Giddens. Puts it home, and it is a two-point game. We hadn't scored in a while, Jacob.
Yeah, we kind of swapped roles because, you know, most of the first quarter, the Generals were sitting on two.
As a matter of fact, we're halfway through this quarter almost, and we ain't scored at all in the second quarter. And there's a steal. Aiden Blair gives it up, And going down and laying it in is Loudon Spates, and this game is tied, and Coach Matt Moore wants to call a timeout. We will take one with him. You're listening to the Coos Pines Federal Credit Union Fayetteville Sports Network.
When cold weather rolls into Alabama, make sure your home is ready with a reliable American Standard heating system from Sleeping Giant Heating and Cooling. Sleeping Giant's team of professionals will keep your home warm, efficient, and comfortable all season long. Whether it's a routine tune-up or a complete system upgrade, Sleeping Giant will help you rest easy knowing your home's in good hands. Sleeping Giant Heating and Cooling, your local independent American Standard heating and air conditioning dealer. Online at sleepinggiantair.com.
Well, Jacob, we ain't scored in a while, and they got a little run going on, a 8-0 run, and we're tied at 13. Here's Fayetteville's jetliner with a basketball. You'll find Brody Ursary trying to back down, make a move, and the ball is knocked out of his hands, and the Generals come away with it. And they get a wide open three, and that is Shearer putting it home, and just like that, the Generals have a three-point lead.
Yeah, turnovers are costly for us right now.
I don't even know. We haven't had too many shots on goal in this second quarter. There's one good one, and that's a great head fake by Brendan Marlin. He gets in the lane and turns around and puts it home, and we're down by one. Here's the General, stolen away by Jetliner. Here comes the Wolves on the run. Couldn't get that shot to go, and coming out of there with it is Jones for the Generals. Here they come with the basketball. They leave it in that corner again. That's sure he can't get it. Offensive rebound was by Taylen Boone, and his shot was rejected by Landon Thomas. And then they get a third shot by Kohan Giddens, and he puts it in from the baseline.
A nice little running jumper there.
Yeah, 18-15 now. Generals in the lead. Here's Ursary trying to make a move on the baseline. He's going to back down. Good position, but he can't get the shot to go. But look at a little jetliner getting in there and getting that rebound. Fayetteville will back it out with 2:15 to go. Long three-pointer by Brennan Marlin, and that's a shot that Fayetteville needed right there.
And maybe that'll get us going offensively.
So that'll tie the game back up again at 18. Here is Spates with the basketball. They'll give it over there to Shearer. He's going to drive and put it home. Nobody wanted to block him off. And Landon Thomas didn't contest that shot, and it's 20-18 Horseshoe Bend. Ursary couldn't get it to go. And there's Jetliner, almost had another rebound, but he stepped on the baseline trying to save it. And it'll be General basketball. It was showing that full court pressure again. They break it fairly easy. This here's Shearer with the basketball. They get it. Free throw line extended, and that is Kohan Giddens. And he hits a little 8-foot turnaround shot. And it's a 4-point lead, biggest of the game for the Generals. Fayetteville trying to drive. They'll get it back out top to Jetliner. On the drive, that was Braden Liner. They trying to get it underneath to Landon, and they couldn't, and I think he gets frustrated and knocks somebody on the ground. That's going to be his first foul. Wow.
Turnovers, David, turnovers.
Yeah, we got to take care of the basketball better, or we're going to not have a chance at the end of this thing. And that's going to be a reach-in foul way out 30 feet from the basket, which is not a good foul by Brennan Marlin. Aiden Blair, along with Victor Mendoza, will check into the game. They'll give Brennan Marlin and Braden Liner a seat. So here's the Generals working against a 2-3 zone from Fayetteville. Generals get it down in close in that lane, and that was Bryce Jordan putting a shot up. No good. And a jump ball underneath the goal on the rebound, and it's going to be Fayetteville ball.
Yeah, I was about to say, I'm glad to see Victor's back. He's been out a few weeks.
It's back in there. Hopefully he can give us a lift. Only a four-point lead for the Generals. And Liner will go down the lane. He was fouled, no call. Landon was fouled, no call. And they're going to get the rebound. They're letting them go at it a little bit right now. This here's Spates, a long three-pointer put up by, I believe that was Bryce Jordan, no good. And here comes Aiden Blair with 10 seconds and a half. Ursary from three, no good. Landon's got it, and he puts it back in. Remember that big bucket at the buzzer. And the Wolves cut the general lead to two as we go to the break. So big-time bucket for Landon there as we end the first half of play. 22-20, low-scoring game for Fayetteville and Horseshoe Bend. We'll step aside and take a timeout. You're listening to it on the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Fayetteville Sports Network.
When injury slows you down, trust Todd Malone and the caring team at Star Physical Therapy. As owner and lead physical therapist, Todd has built a reputation for helping patients recover quickly, safely, and with confidence. Whether you're dealing with a sports injury, surgery recovery, or everyday aches and pains, you'll find personalized care that gets you moving again. At Star Physical Therapy, it's not just about treatment. It's about helping you live life fully. Star Physical Therapy, where you're always treated like a star.
At Sycamore Federal Credit Union, your dreams matter. Whether it's buying a new car, purchasing land, or starting a business, Sycamore offers a variety of loan options to help you get there. With competitive rates, personalized service, and the convenience of mobile banking, Sycamore is committed to supporting your financial journey. Visit them at 18070 Alabama Highway 21 in Talladega or apply online at sycamorefcu.com. Sycamore Federal Credit Union. Let us cover your financial needs.
At Sylacauga and Summit Pediatrics, children always come first. From birth through adolescence, their team provides compassionate, comprehensive care for families in Sylacauga, Chelsea, and Valleydale. They understand how busy life can be, which is why they work hard to make visits convenient and stress-free. Whether it's a routine checkup or a concern that needs quick attention, parents can count on experienced, caring professionals who treat every child like their own. Call today and make Sylacauga and Summit Pediatrics your child's medical home.
I'm Chris Kane, and for our family here at Toyota of Sylacauga, it's about more than cars. It's about people. You'll find my wife, my kids, even my dog here some days, because this is where we've built something special. When you buy from us, you're not just getting a vehicle, you're becoming part of the family. Toyota of Sylacauga, worth the drive, and we'll prove it. Online at toyotaofsylacauga.com.
If you're tired of wandering around a big box store, get to Van Zandt Hardware on Highway 280 in Sylacauga. These folks know their stuff and they know where it is. Need rafters? In stock. Looking for solid 28-foot lumber? They've got it and it's not damaged. For over 50 years, they've been helping home builders, farmers, and everyday folks get the job done right. Van Zandt Hardware is a proud supporter of Sylacauga, B.B. Comer, Childersburg, and Fayetteville Athletics.
Gear up for a flavor victory at Wharf Casual Seafood. Whether you're craving seafood classics like shrimp or crab claws, or wanting to tackle a juicy burger or crisp salad, we've got your winning play. Dine in with us or grab a meal to go and find out why every bite is a win at Wharf Casual Seafood. Check out our menu at wharfcasualseafood.com. The coast is here.
Allen Brew Markets is your hometown style for everything you need on the go. From hot coffee and cold drinks to snacks, fuel, and friendly service, we're here to keep you moving forward. Proud to serve our community with convenient locations, Allen Brew Markets isn't just a gas station. We're your neighbor. When it comes to great service and hometown pride, we're all in with Allen.
You're all in with Allen, though.
This is the RA Digital Halftime Show on the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Fayetteville Sports Network.
Welcome back courtside at Fayetteville's Wolf Gymnasium. Dave McCurley along with Jacob Bassett. Blake Bagley working a little late and was unable to be here, so I stepped in to help Jacob out. And, of course, this game has seen some streaks here. First quarter, it was all Fayetteville. Horseshoe Bend couldn't hang on to the basketball. Second quarter, you flip-flop it. We couldn't hold on to it. Horseshoe Bend got a little hot, and it's a two-point Horseshoe Bend lead here at the half.
Yeah, and, you know, late in the second quarter, both teams were able to find ways to score. A leading scorer for the Fayetteville Wolves is, without a shadow of a doubt, Brandon Marlin with 10, and Shearer for the Generals with 7. That's your leading scorer so far.
Yeah, Shearer's obviously the best shooter for the Generals, and so is probably Brennan for our team as well. He's got half our points, but here's the thing. We tried a couple of times late in that first half and didn't succeed. I just think at some point in time, you're going to have to try to get Landon Thomas involved, whether it's from the three-point line. I tell you one thing that you can do. If you get the ball down on the block to him, he's either going to get points or he's going to get fouled. Get him to the free throw line and let him see something go in. Now, he saw that 6-foot shot go in before the half, but I think we got to get him more involved.
Yeah, that, and we need to do a better job defensively on the glass. You know, they're controlling the boards. The Generals are on the offensive side of the basket, and we've got to do a better job of that. But you said if Landon gets fouled, everybody on the court has fouls to give. There's only one player right for both teams with 2 fouls, and that's Brody Culp with 2.
Yeah, and here's the thing, too. You mentioned it. The biggest part of Fayetteville's demise in the first half was definitely the turnovers.
Yeah.
If we take care of the basketball, I think you win this game and maybe win it going away a little bit. And here again, Fayetteville has yet to get any baskets in transition. You know, that first basket tonight we got from Aiden Blair going to the bucket.
Yeah.
I think when we get some defensive rebounds, we need to push the basketball a little bit. And I know Coach Moore would like to see that, but the way you're turning it over right now, I don't know if we can afford to do that or not.
And that's a credit to the Generals' defense,
yeah,
getting down the court, you know, quickly when we get that rebound. And, you know, that's been an issue for us.
Absolutely. We'll step aside. That'll do it for the Radio Alabama Halftime Show. And when we come back, we'll have second half action, 22-20, as the Horseshoe Bend Generals lead our Fayetteville Wolves. You're listening to it on the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Fayetteville Sports Network.
If you've got a heart for helping folks and want a job where what you do really matters, Alta Point Health is hiring right here in the community. They've got positions open from Clay County to Sylacauga, including direct support professionals and therapists, and some jobs even let you work from home. No experience, no problem. Alta Point offers on-the-job training, great benefits, and real room to grow. Caring is their calling. Text ALTAJOBS to 97211 and find your fit today.
If you're hunting for sports memorabilia or trading cards, Another Level Cards in Childersburg is the place to be. Boss Lady Maddie Pagan leads the team, with Connor Ogle handling sports collectibles and Austin Allen taking care of all things Pokemon. Visit them at 48th Avenue Southeast Tuesday through Saturday from 10 to 6. Check out alevelcards.com to learn more.
Looking for more room to grow? Atkinson Homes on Highway 280 in Childersburg has just what you need. Whether it's a two-bedroom starter or a spacious four-bedroom layout, their Clayton, Sunshine, and Cavalier homes offer comfort, quality, and smart design. With flexible financing like FHA, VA, and land home options, they make it easy to get moving. And yes, warranties and new appliances are part of the deal. Start browsing today at AtkinsonHomes.net. Atkinson Homes is a proud supporter of Childersburg, B.B. Comer, and Fayetteville Athletics.
Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Fayetteville Sports Network is fueled by Allen Oil Company. Fuel for your car, fuel for your body. You're all in with Allen.
Almost ready for second half action. Before we get started, let's step aside 10 seconds for station identification. You're listening to the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Fayetteville Wolves Sports Network.
Radio Alabama Special Events Channel 2 is home of the Fayetteville Wolves on the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Fayetteville Sports Network.
Well, let's get back at it, Jacob, and I think the first order of business is to take care of the basketball and see if we can't get some early points here in the third quarter, but yet the first possession will go to the Generals of Horseshoe Bend.
And, David, this is familiar territory for the Wolves, where we've been this close at halftime, and we've let the game slip away, you know, mid-third, late early fourth quarter. We can ill afford to have that happen to us right now.
No, and I'll be honest with you. This is one of those games where I look at Jacob and I look at the opponent we're playing, and no disrespect to them, but this is a game we should win.
Yes.
And to get a long three-pointer being put up by Trace Jones, no good, and it's just – you know, they get that offensive rebound again and go back up with it and get hammered. And I did not catch who that foul was on.
That was Aiden Blair, and that'll be his second.
It'll put Brody Culp at the free throw line. And he's good on the free throw. And I'll tell you one thing, they look like they shoot free throws probably a little better than us right now. But we haven't. That's one thing we haven't done. We haven't gotten to the free throw line. Not much, anyway. He hits both of them, and it's back to a four-point general lead. That's another thing I think Coach Moore probably mentioned at halftime, Jacob, was to be more aggressive and go to the goal, and let's see if we can't get to the free throw line.
Yeah, games are won at the charity
spot. There it is. They made a great play. They drew that up in the locker room, their first possession. They put Landon Thomas down on the block. He had a smaller player, and they tried to stand behind him. So what they do, they come around in front of him. When they did that, we lobbed it over their head. He catches the ball, puts it in, and gets fouled.
And I missed who that foul was on.
That foul, I think, was actually on, I believe it was number two, Brody Culp, I think, is who they got that foul on. But that draws Fayetteville to within 1 point, 24-23 Generals. Here's the Generals in the front court with the basketball. They'll try to get it on the left side to Culp, and it was knocked out of bounds by Brennan Marlin.
And if that was on Brody Culp, that'll be his third, so now he's starting to enter foul trouble.
It was either Culp or Spates. I don't know which one they got, but we'll check at the next break. Here's a long three-pointer put up and in by Spates, and we gave him the distance, Jacob, and he canned it home. 27-23, Generals with a four-point lead. Still 6:50 to go in the third quarter, so plenty of time, but we got to start playing a little better defense here. Here's Aiden Blair, long three, off the iron, no good, tipped around and controlled by Ursary. Ursary's trying to back down. He'll put it up in the middle of the lane, no good. And it's come out of there with it by Trace Jones of Ben. He's in trouble, and they're going to call the jump ball, and that's going to be Fayetteville basketball, should be. That's going to be a turnover against. Okay, so, and that's a good call. The officials work together. They get a timeout from the bench when they noticed he was in trouble. Timeout by Horseshoe Bend. We'll step aside and take that timeout as well. Horseshoe Bend by four.
Experience leadership that truly echoes the heart of Coosa Valley. Ben Robbins is an accomplished attorney specializing in real estate, estates, and business law. Voted Coosa Valley's best attorney, Ben is not only a legal expert, but also a dedicated community champion. He actively supports our farmers, stands strong with our veterans, and engages in local initiatives like the Rotary Club and Habitat for Humanity. For Ben, it's all about nurturing the community spirit, supporting our schools, and cheering on local high school sports. When you're in need of real estate or business legal help, call attorney Ben Robbins at 256-346-6493.
Coming back hot as they threw it in a little quick. Horseshoe Ben tries a shot in the lane with Culp, and it's no good. Here's Fayetteville in the front court now after a good defensive rebound. There's Landon with a good open look at three. They don't respect it, and he canned it, and it's back to a one-point lead.
Like I said, get you a big man that can hit a three.
Here's a nice transition bucket by Spates right in the middle of the lane, and Horseshoe Ben back up by three. We did confirm that last foul was on Culp, so he does have three. Here's Brody Ursary. Nice spin move. Can he get it to go? No, but look at the littlest man on the floor getting the rebound and putting it back home. That's Jet Liner.
And credit that, you know, information from Bella Kelly, you know, our bookkeeper here.
Yep.
One of the best in the business.
1 point general lead. They get it underneath. Nice shot block. Actually, twice, as somebody got a hold of Culp's shot twice. Here's Fayetteville, and they throw it away in the front court. That's a bad pass by Brennan Marlin. And that should have been that should be back court.
Three back courts in a row.
That was right in front of us. They got away with one. And a shot being put up and in by Scherer. And it's back to a three-point lead for Horseshoe Bend. You know, where things were really lackluster in that first half, one for each team in each quarter, it's kind of picked up here. Nice play to get the ball underneath. We miss it first, and then Brennan Marlin was fortunate to get that back and put it home. 31-30, Horseshoe Bend with a lead as we're almost halfway through this third quarter. And a reach around by Marlin, and Fayetteville comes away with it. Here is Brennan. He'll get down, pop it back out to Landon. Landon will head fake. Back in the corner, long three-pointer, no good by Brennan Marlin, and that's going to be a foul. Jet Liner going over the back of Carter Smith.
And that'll be Liner's second.
4:08 to go, third quarter, 31-30. Generals with a one-point lead. Here comes that full-court pressure and a near steal by Liner, and they're going to get him with a foul. Now, that's the kind of foul that you don't mind that because he's hustling, but you got to know where you are on the court if you're Jed Liner, and you got to know you got two fouls, and that one takes him out of the game.
That'll put him in foul trouble, and Braden Liner will check in.
They'll throw it in with Spates, and here come the Generals. Back to Spates in the corner. It goes to Smith. Back out top. Here's Scherer for three. That one's no good. And it's Satan inbounds nicely by the Generals, and they'll throw a shot in there with Brody Culp, and it's back to a three-point lead.
Those second-chance buckets have really helped the Generals tonight.
Absolutely. Braden DeLoach to check in at the break. We get down the lane nicely with Brennan Marlin, but can't finish the deal. Here comes the Generals. They'll get Smith at the top. Now open look for Spates. He can't get it to go, and the long rebound comes to Brennan Marlin, and Fayetteville will slow it down as we approach the three-minute mark. Wolves now, cross-court pass to Aiden Blair. They'll throw over the top of it. Here's Marlin at the top of the key. Landon, he'll get a look at three. That rainmaker, no good. Nice backside rebound by by Aiden Blair. And a long three-pointer by Marlin that was an air ball. We got a couple of good looks at it that time, but just couldn't get it to go. Here is the Generals with the basketball. They'll get it down underneath to Smith. His turnaround shot no good, and the Wolves get a good rebound with Braden DeLoach. Here's Marlin. He got away with a maybe got away with a traveling call, but we'll keep the possession. He's going to get it to Liner. Liner's going to try a shot. This is Braden Liner, and he's good for up three. Yeah, and the game is tied now. Oh, he's got it. That is a backcourt violation that they did that they missed. And they're going to keep possession. And they lose it out of bounds. As old KJ says, ball don't lie. That should have been our possession. They missed that backcourt twice.
And
that
it's
time.
A veteran crew.
Yeah. And I don't know that just maybe they just weren't looking at the feet, but somebody needs to be. Here comes Fable. And they're going to call traveling on Braden, and he did. Braden Liner with a traveling call. So under 2 minutes to go, third quarter, and we're tied 33 all. They'll throw it in bounds. Tallest guy on the court for them, Kohan Giddens. They hadn't tried to use him at all offensively. They'll miss a shot, and then slipping, trying to get it over there on the baseline is Spates. And, boy, he crashed into the bleachers. I hope he's okay. He looks to be. Here's Landon. And they'll try to get it underneath, and we threw it off the bottom of the goal, but we keep the possession. Here's a long three-pointer by Brennan Marlin, and the Fayetteville Wolves have come back and taken a three-point lead.
Yeah, Brennan's definitely one we need to get the hands hot.
He's streaky. Hopefully that will start a good streak. And they almost travel with Shearer. Now they get it back to up top. Now at the free throw line underneath. Nice ball movement, but they can't connect on the layup. Missing the layup was Shearer. Here comes Fayetteville. They get it in the corner, and that one was just taken away from Braden on a nice play by Spates.
And you had Thomas wide open on the other end.
Under a minute to go, third quarter. Shearer will get a look at three, and he cans it. And tied again now. And Apple's going to lose the basketball with that little trap that the Generals tried.
And you saw that trap a lot in the girls' game, too. So the Generals love to trap the basketball.
Yeah, they just kind of jumped in, caught Fayetteville off guard a little bit. Tie ball game, 36 all, with less than 30 seconds to go in the quarter. Here's Shearer from the free throw line. This time, no good. Good rebound by Fayetteville. They'll come down the floor and trying to make a move is Braden DeLoach, and he loses the basketball. 15 seconds in the quarter. Shearer's got it. He's got an open look underneath, and he's going to put it home. And just like that, they've got a two-point lead, less than 10 seconds to go. Landon will get a look at three. Banks it home.
Yeah.
And at the buzzer, giving the Wolves a one-point lead. So we'll go to the fourth quarter. Wolves with a one-point lead. You're listening to it on the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Fayetteville Wolves Sports Network.
Is chronic pain slowing you down? At Broadway Spinal Care, we offer shockwave therapy to target pain right at the source. This treatment helps break down scar tissue, improve circulation, and reduce inflammation. It's fast, non-invasive, and proven to help with stubborn issues like tendonitis, plantar fasciitis, and joint pain. Call Broadway Spinal Care today at 256-861-8546 to find out if shockwave therapy is right for you.
A new year brings a fresh start, and Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union is here to help you begin 2026 on strong financial footing. Whether your goal is building savings, paying down debt, improving your credit, or planning for what's ahead, Coosa Pines offers tools designed to meet you where you are. From savings accounts and certificates to low-interest loan options, members can move forward with confidence. Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union, where you belong. Federally insured by NCUA.
Welcome back to Fayetteville as they will have the first possession of this fourth quarter, and I really believe that it should have been the Generals basketball, but I won't argue. Fayetteville holding a one-point lead as we get this fourth quarter underway. Marlin will get a screen, shoot a three. That's way off, and look at Jetliner. Smallest man on the floor. He gets the rebound and puts it back home. Three-point Fayetteville lead. And they're going to get Marlin for reaching around. And I'll be honest with you. You can say that was clean, and I know Coach Moore don't like that call, but anytime you wrap your arm around a defensive player, 99 times out of 100, they're going to call that foul.
And that's only his second.
Here's the Generals in the front court, trailing by three now, and they just politely throw it away. So maybe if that wasn't a foul, we'd get the turnover back. Now let's see what the Wolves will try to do. Let's see if we try to find the big man again. Marlin is tripped in the middle of the lane, and he's helped up by Shearer. Nice show of sportsmanship there, as that foul is going to be on 23. Heaton Sheeler is his name. Nice head fake by Landon. Getting inside and getting it to go home. That's a nice job right there. He had a good look at the free throw line, got the man up in the air, and then went and put it on. 5-point Fayetteville lead. Here's the Generals now. They're going to call a little hand check foul on Jetliner. And Jetliner will have to come out of the basketball game, I think. How many is that on him? Four on him. Doesn't need, like I said again, you got to know where you're at and how many you got. And that foul was committed 40 feet from the basket. Yeah. I mean, it just wasn't needed. And there is a horseshoe bend, and Fayetteville steals it away, goes down, lays it in, and a foul. That foul's going to be against Shearer, but that was a great play on the other end, Jacob. What'd they say?
I don't know.
Did they disallow? Surely they didn't call a foul on Brennan Marlin. And this time he gets down the floor, misses a layup. And here comes the Generals back the other way. Jump shot by Heaton Sheeler is not very good at all, and the Fayetteville Wolves get it, and I think they want to slow it down.
They ended up giving us the basket thing.
But if it was a foul, we didn't get, and they're going to call traveling on him this time. And right now, and I'm not, you know, you got a 7-point lead as they gave us that basket, 45-38. I think that time Brennan might have tried to do a little too much.
Yeah.
And
30-second timeout.
Yeah, I believe Coach over here at Horseshoe Bend is wanting to call a timeout. And we'll just try to keep it right here for a second. Now they've changed it to a full timeout. So we will see if we can get to one as well. Timeout on the floor. You're listening to the Coos Pines Federal Credit Union Fayetteville Wolves Sports Network.
When it comes to your health, you deserve the very best. At Coosa Valley MRI in Sylacauga, we combine the latest MRI technology with a caring, compassionate staff that puts you first. Our patients love the comfortable setting, fast appointments, and accurate results their doctors can count on. With convenient hours Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 7 p.m., we're here when you need us. Coosa Valley MRI, where comfort, clarity, and care come together.
Welcome back to the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Fayetteville Sports Network. Dave McCurley, along with Jacob Bassett. Here is the Generals with the basketball. They'll kick it back outside to Shearer for a three. That one's off. And racing and getting the rebound is Fayetteville. Nice hustle by Braden DeLoach. And then we turn it right back over. Here's the Generals, three on one. And that's going to be a blocking foul and a three-point opportunity for Loudon Spates. And that's a good call, and I'm going to tell you, you know, they're going to get Aiden Blair on the foul. He was actually moving a little bit and he moved over at the last second. If he would have stayed where he was at, I believe he would have got the call. and you saw the referee talking with Coach Moore about it.
Yeah.
And Spates is good on the free throw, and he's cut this lead now to 4 points with 5.5 minutes to go in the game. We got a good one here. 4 point Fayetteville lead. Here's Marlin. Can they get it underneath? I tell you what, they tried to get it down there to Braden Deloach, and he wasn't looking and got his pocket picked.
And Bryce Jordan just picked that pocket.
Yep. And here's the Generals in the front court with the basketball. They get it to about 6 feet, and a turnaround shot by the guy I said that hadn't really done a lot, Kohan Giddens. And it's back to a 2-point Fayetteville lead after that made bucket by the Generals. So back and forth we go with these streaks. And let's see if Fayetteville can get on one for the next 4.5 minutes. And that's got to be a pushing foul right there, and it's going to be. That's going to be on number 23, Heaton Sheeler. And the Fayetteville trying to get it in. They do to Deloach. He turns around and puts it in. And finally, that size that Braden has up underneath the goal pays off for the Wolves. 47-43. Corner for Shearer. No good on the three-pointer. Saved inbounds by Fayetteville. And Shearer's got, or excuse me, Spates has got it. And he is fouled and cans a three. They're going to ask and see if it was a three. And it was, to make sure he wasn't on the line. And Spates got a chance to tie this game and get a four-point play. When's the last time you seen a four-point play?
About 2 seconds ago. That's really our first one we've seen all season.
Yep, and there it is, and the game's tied. 4:25 to go in the game. In regulation anyway. And just absolutely cannot hold on to the basketball, but then the Generals, oh, I thought they lost it too. And they say we touched it last, so the Generals will keep it. And here's the Generals with the basketball. Spates out top. Long three-pointer by Shearer. No good. Good rebound by Landon. They come on, get him off of us now. And they finally call the foul. They can get one of two people. Believe they're going to get.
They're going to get Giddens.
Yeah, Kohan Giddens.
For his second.
Tied at 47, 4:04 to go in the basketball game in regulation, at least anyway. Here is Brennan Marlin. Now the Generals have gone strictly to a man-to-man defense. And that's a five-second call. You've got to be aware that when you're being closely guarded like that, yeah, I mean, you can dribble for five and then, or 4.5, and then throw it away after 4.5. And the Generals just run that little sweep off the roll, and laying it in is Shearer, and they have a 2-point lead. 3.5 minutes to go in the game. Oh my goodness, they're going to call
a jump ball.
My goodness, there was a bump there, and they didn't see that. Braden Liner had the basketball, and he got bumped. 2-point general lead, and they have the basketball with 3:20 to go in the game. Long three-pointer by Shearer, no good. And that might have not been the shot that the Generals wanted, but they get the ball out of bounds after we knock it out of bounds. And set to come back in is Jet Liner. We can't grab a rebound. They get it underneath and put it home. That's a bucket that time by Bryce Jordan, of all people. And it is a 4-point lead, and I think Coach Moore wants a 30-second timeout. We'll take a 30-second timeout with him. You're listening to the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Fayetteville Sports Network.
At First Bank of Alabama, we recognize that your busy life doesn't always have time to dedicate to banking decisions. That's why we have made it easier for you to do banking with a local Alabama community bank. Founded over 176 years ago, covering six counties with 13 locations, online, mobile, and ATM banking throughout East Central Alabama, we have the products, services, and people to help tailor your financial needs. First Bank of Alabama, where you are first. Online at fbal.bank.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Welcome back to Fayetteville High School Basketball, the Coos Pines Federal Credit Union, Fayetteville Sports Network. Fayetteville down by four with just that 3 minutes, and we get it inside. It goes off of Braden Liner's face. I hope he's okay. And there's a nice shot by Braden DeLoach, and he's going to be fouled now. You know, this is something we have not seen a lot of, Jacob. We have not shot a lot of free throws in this game.
And Liner's going to have to come out as he's a little banged up.
Yeah, he may be a little bloody there.
He is.
And they won't let you on the floor until you get that cleaned up. DeLoach down by four as the Wolves, and he can't connect. Still plenty of time, 2:46, and both teams with four fouls, so the next whistle on either team will be free throws either way. We get the offensive rebound on the missed free throws, so remember those. Those are two free throws down by four.
Yeah.
With 2:40 to go, you just got to make hay while the sun shines. Here's Brennan Marlin. He'll drive around left side, put it up. No good. There's DeLoach. He can get it to go home.
That's Ursary.
Or excuse me, Ursary at that time. That was not DeLoach. You're right. That's Ursary. So, and I said DeLoach. It was actually Ursary at the free throw line. Forgive me for that. 2-point general lead, and they have the basketball. They'll go down the lane. Boy, what a shot by Bryce Jordan as he lays it in over big Landon Thomas. 4-point general lead. Here's Marlin with the basketball.
Wow.
And we just absolutely throw it away. Trying to get it down to the big man on the block. 2:01 to go and a 4-point lead. And it's no time to start fouling yet. But you got to know, they've shot free throws a lot better than we have.
Yeah.
Here's Spates with the basketball. They'll get it to Shearer. He'll fake a three, drive from about 8 feet. No good. And then they get another offensive rebound from Kohan Giddens, and he's going to be fouled. And I didn't see who that foul's on.
Landon.
And I got to be honest with you. We have been hammered on the boards tonight.
Yes.
They have out-rebounded us heavily. Braden Liner set to check back in after getting his bloodiness cleaned up. He'll replace Aiden Blair. The free throw was good by Giddens. He'll get one more. 5-point lead now for the Generals. Make it six. And they're going to hit their free throws.
Oh, yeah.
So now you got to push things a little bit. A minute 44 to go in the game. You're down by six. That's just two shots, but you can't force threes. Nice backdoor cut. We get it to Landon, and he puts it home. 4-point lead, a minute and a half to go. Here's Spates with the basketball. They'll get it to Sheeler. Down to Jordan. Jordan, oh, he turned that ball over so big. They called that on us in the first half. They didn't get the call that time, and it's kicked out of bounds by the Wolves. But, boy, Jordan palms that basketball a lot. They got us for it earlier in the game with Brennan Marlin. So here's the Generals now up by four, and they throw it into the backcourt. They can go back there and get it, and they do with Sheeler. And now to Spates as we approach a minute. Fayetteville down by four. They get it in the corner. Now inside, and they get a nice. They were going to get a nice shot, but a foul.
And it's going to be two anyways.
Yeah. Didn't see who the foul was on.
Braden Liner.
And that'll send Spates to the free throw line for two. No longer a 1-1 anymore. Once you reach 5 fouls in a quarter, it's automatically two. And they're just about automatic from the line. They're going to hit their free throws. 5-point lead, 58 seconds to go in the game. Make it a 6-point lead for the Generals. Here's Jet Liner. And he'll get it to Braden, and they're going to – he did travel, but he got bumped before he did. They're going to get a foul, and this will be free throws for the Wolves as that foul will go against Heaton Sheeler. Now, this has been the difference in the ballgame. We hadn't gotten to the free throw line much, but when we do, we hadn't made it, and we don't make that one. And that's going to be – rebounds and free throws are going to be the difference in this basketball game. Well, it stays a 6-point lead for the Generals. He gets one of two, does Braden Liner. And, yeah, I mean, now you got to start thinking about fouling as you're 45 seconds to go in the ball game. Here's Shear with the basketball, and they're going to get a foul on Landon, and he got his money's worth. But that's going to send their best shooter to the line, probably, or one of their best shooters. 39 seconds to go. They're up by 5. And he misses one. He rims it out.
So, a rare miss.
Yeah, they do. They usually hit their free throws. 39 seconds to go. Generals by 5. And he hits the second, 6-point lead, 58-52. Here's Jet Liner with it. Looking now, and they'll get a wide open three. No good for Brennan Marlin. And Landon Thomas had it and just absolutely lost it out of bounds. So 28 seconds to go. It's a 2-possession game. Now you're going to have to foul. Fayetteville in a full court press. They get it into Shearer, and you can't wait, and they get it across half court, and Jordan is going to be fouled by Braden Liner with 21 seconds to go. Two shots upcoming for Bryce Jordan, and they can salt this thing away with free throws. Still, 21 seconds, still a long time. And they miss, so it stays a 2-possession game. If he misses this one, you still got what I think's a good chance. But you got to start hitting some threes and hope they miss free throws. They don't miss that one, and that's a big one, and it makes it a 3-possession game. 21 seconds to go. Here comes Jet Liner. They'll get it to Ursary, and he'll throw it in off the glass, and it's a 5-point game, and that's got to be a 5-second call, and it is. With not, or did they?
No, they got the timeout in time.
So one official down at the other end, where we did not see. We'll take one last timeout here. Horseshoe Bend by 5. You're listening to it on the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Fayetteville Sports Network.
Allen Brew Markets is your hometown style for everything you need on the go. From hot coffee and cold drinks to snacks, fuel, and friendly service, we're here to keep you moving forward. Proud to serve our community with convenient locations, Allen Brew Markets isn't just a gas station. We're your neighbor. When it comes to great service and hometown pride, we're all in with Allen.
You're all in with Allen, oh yeah. Allen Brew Markets.
Keeping your home comfortable requires a reliable heating and cooling system. Turn to Brown Heating and Cooling, the official HVAC company of the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Fayetteville Sports Network.
9.7 seconds to go. I thought we was going to have a turnover, but they got the timeout. Up by 5 are, and going to call a holding foul on Fayetteville before any time ran off the clock, and that's against, it's going to go against Brennan Marlin, and is that his fifth?
That's his third.
Okay. So they'll go back to the free throw line with Bryce Jordan with 9.7 seconds to go. And he makes it a six-point lead, 60 to 54. He'll get one more. And chances starting to run out for the Wolves. He misses that one and gets his own rebound with four guys down on the other end.
That'll be Marlin again.
How do you have four guys around the free throw line?
I just froze.
And they shot the ball, and the guy at the free throw line gets the rebound. And they're in the same formation again. This time, Spates is there with 5 seconds to go. And he misses. Now, I'll assure you somebody will be in front of him if he misses this one. And he gets that one to go, and it's a three-possession game, 61-54. 2 seconds. Braden Liner will shoot it at the buzzer, no good. And that'll do it. 61-54 as the Generals come and win at Fayetteville. We'll step aside and take a timeout. When we come back, we'll have the Coos Pines Federal Credit Union postgame show and wrap it up from Fayetteville High School.
If you're hunting for sports memorabilia or trading cards, Another Level Cards in Childersburg is the place to be. Boss Lady Maddie Pagan leads the team with Connor Ogle handling sports collectibles and Austin Allen taking care of all things Pokemon. Visit them at 48th Avenue Southeast Tuesday through Saturday from 10 to 6. Check out alevelcards.com to learn more.
This is the Radio Alabama Sports Postgame Show on the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Fayetteville Sports Network.
Well, as the crowd starts to leave, Jacob Bassett, you saw a very good game. It was a game of streaks, but I mean, let's just be honest with you. In the second half and late in that second quarter, you had Horseshoe Bend really started out rebounding us. They got second and third looks. They did it throughout the second half. They hit their free throws. That was the difference of the game. Bucket for bucket, we probably, I'd say, was even keel.
And then we got on the wrong kind of streak there for a little while, and that was the turnover streak.
Yeah.
Turnovers absolutely killed us tonight.
Absolutely. And, of course, Fayetteville now losing 61 to 54. Let's see, I think they go on the road to Autauga Academy on Thursday night. That's the only other game they have this week before the county tournament next week. And I tell you, you never want to go into that area game on a loss, and this probably wasn't the best loss we've ever seen because they just didn't play well at times. But I'm going to be honest with you. That's going to be a tough environment for them to go a long way, but that's a big area game that Fayetteville needs to win Thursday.
Yeah, because not only does the win, I guess, would improve the county tournament seating, but it also towards the area tournament as well.
Yeah, and, of course, Fayetteville will go to Autauga Academy on Thursday night. Jacob, I appreciate it. Appreciate the opportunity. I hate that Blake couldn't make it, but he'll be back with you. Hopefully next week. We really don't know when Fayetteville will play next week in the county tournament. More than likely, they will face Childersburg first, I would think. It's either going to be probably either Childersburg, well, could be any of the three right now, but I think if looking that way, it's probably going to be the Tigers of Childersburg. So,
well, I do appreciate you stepping in. You know, I was under the weather Friday. I'm finally recovering from that. Nothing contagious or I wouldn't be here. Just having some breathing issues and, you know, calling a marathon girls game. You know, it was a sight for sore eyes tonight.
Well, I got here as quick as I could. I was wanting to try to get here throughout the girls game, but couldn't make it. But Nevertheless, Fayetteville will be on again next week on the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Fayetteville Sports Network. Until then, hope everybody has a great week the rest of the week, and we'll have more basketball for you as we go along. For all our schedules, check out RadioAlabamaSports.com, and we'll see you next time on the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Fayetteville Sports Network.